studying Charva Ilus Hashem. Perek Rishon. First Perek, Omar Chabar. Achat Tzairich Ala Hori Ala Ba'ilus Hashem Echalokeihu. What is the awakeness which you have to talk about to make aware that we mechuyev in Avodas Hashem? Who this is? Mipnei she'odam chayav avodas Hashem is borach mederech hasicha v'akore. Since the necessity of avodas Hashem to serve Hashem is a requirement me'asicha, from all intellect v'akore, from all recognition, is bringing you to the fact that you have to serve Hashem. As Avraham Avinu understood on his own that what has to be done, because nothing more than appropriate to worship and to thank and to recognize, once you know the goodness which is bestowed on continuously. The yesh, there is bein eis harois ha-toybis ha-odam e bein eis yaskir liyakir mashuchayv le-mavoyed ha-zman oroich. Usually, from the time when this great, undisputable goodness comes on a man from Hashem, until his maturity of the intellect that he recognizes the fact, there lapsed a lot of time. Because when is the most goodness bestowed on a man? The man in his infancy, the man in his birth, in his infancy, in his growing. And when does he recognize? Only when he gets grown up. And there's a lot of time elapsed since then. So there's a lot of time in between. So the connection, it's not something which immediately you see what Hashem did to you. And Bechlal is so. Bechlal, we could never enough appreciate what Hashem is involved with us in a day-to-day life, unless some times go by, and then you see in the retrospect what this event which Hashem had done, calculated, Ashgocha Protis, to what benefit it had done to you. Therefore, there is the awakeness of the man, which is required from the deeds which he has to do. Vamunas alvovois. Is the physical requirement which he has to do, tarag mitzvahs. Vamunas alvovois. And all the beliefs which he has to acquire in his heart. Ashabahem, which only with these two elements, which the deeds and with the beliefs, tishlam lo yavoide le'elis borach, will complete his worst servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will become choyvo. Has to be wakened up in advance as a requirement, not to wait until you get mature and feel that you have to do it. Because in between this time, from the time of the happenings to you till the time of the recognition, in this in between long time, shouldn't be without his religion, without his commitment, until the seichel becomes complete. In other words, why do we need her order? Why do you have to go? What are we doing, actually? We say we learn with kids. We say we learn with bocherim. We learn with young men. And we wake them up and we require them to do. And many people ask, why do you have to teach him? Why do you have to condition him? Why do you have to train him that to serve Hashem? Isn't that a natural thing which he has to come on his own? Like many secular people say, I'm giving him the free choice. When he's going to be big, wants to be religious, let him be religious. And if the religion is so honest and so true and so beautiful, let him pick it. I don't have to condition him to do it. I don't have to moirer him. And the answer is, he says, no, because in between this, Avraham Avinu was Makiris Boira, recognized Hashem. And he became Avraham, but still became Avraham. All the space in between, from the time, after all, he went through a lot of time. Chazal tell us that he worshipped 3,000 Avodah Zoras. He looked and searched him until he came to the absolute truth. Now he had to do it, there was nobody to teach him, there was no Torah, nobody to teach him. And now we went through the whole thing, and we parents or rabbis, we know, so why should we leave the man in a vacuum until he comes in his own, if he ever comes on his own, if he's going to use the Sechel when the world is competing against it. So therefore this is one thing why it's required to be Moir. Now the Ha'orah, this awakeness and the proof that he has to serve Hashem, the awakeness has to come on two points. Echad mem, one of them is the kuah b'seichel, which is already stilled into seichel of the intellect of man, and two of the kodesh odom, which is planted in the recognition of the man. This is already created a man in his roots of his creation, in his birth. In other words, there's a point which is in the birth of the person, which is there, and he has to be developed. In other words, the certain amun, especially amun, a belief. A man is natural being born with belief. A man has a natural tendency of believing in Hashem and fearing Hashem and even loving Hashem. There's a certain tendency, but it has to be developed. If not, it goes off. So that has to be wakened up. Basheni, in the second part, which we have to waken the person up in advance before he comes to his own recognition, is going to be derech Hashem. It could only be acquired if he's going to learn. On his own, he could never come to it. In other words, there's many people religious to their God, they're believing in Hashem on their own. But nobody, because he's religious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own, would keep Shabbos, unless he hears about Shabbos and feeling unfilled, because there's nothing to. This is derech Hashem. He had Torah, and this is Torah Shigiyana Novi al Bnei Odom, which the Novi Moshe Rabbeinu had brought it to the man. Torah Lo Yeroisom, to teach us derech Avodah, how to worship, how to serve. The fact that we have to be loyal to Hashem, we have to think about Hashem, this may be picked up naturally from birth. But how to serve Him, the Torah, this is derech Hashem, we have to hear it. Hashem Chayuvim Balavoyed is Wera. So therefore, the Ha'orah, the awakeness, has to come on the both levels, and I would call it this manachinuch, the time when we introduce to the man, the machanachim, to his religion. One, we have to cultivate his natural beliefs, which comes at birth. Two, we have to teach him practically how to put his religion into act, into ma'asim. Because if we would neglect him, not be oirer him in advance, we can't wait until it's going to become big, and then you should discover it, because all this time in between is going to be without religion, without devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, that's what is covered this Perek. Obviously, there's a necessity that you should advance and work with the man even before the man wakes up. We should have to wake him up. Perek Sheini, the second Perek, Achot Tzayel Chamedias, Kol Chilk, Mechata Urehu. What is all the parts of this awakeness that we have to use? Since, why do we have to wake him up? He said it's instilled, it's planted in the intellect of a man. But that plantation in the intellect, which comes naturally at birth, nechleshes, becomes weakened, meshleshe upon him, from three reasons. Three reasons weakens, numbs this hakora, this recognition. Therefore, is chayavnu lechaska, therefore we have to strengthen them, behoro hatoirio, with the awakeness of the Torah, which teaches us. In other words, yes, we said before, the man is being born with a natural inclination to Hashem. The man is being born with a natural love and interest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's absolutely true. No question about it. But, since that natural instillment, which has been instilled in a man, if you don't cultivate them, automatically going to get weaker and weaker and weaker. For three reasons. And I was going to say, what are the three reasons which is taking away this natural instilled belief and love and fear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The one reason, what is it weakening it? Mitna shenivra odam midvorim shoinim zeh mizeh. Man has been created totally different one from other. Tvoyim is governing themselves in natures which is overpowering one of the others. Matzomim zeh hefer zeh, and from conditions and the quality of people also different one from the others. In other words, the man is a paradox. A man, all his part is combination, are in contradiction in with himself. Behem, what are they? Two components which the man is composed of, which are contradictive to each other, and nafsha v'gufoy. Nafsha, this is his soul, the neshama, v'gufoy, and his body. V'nota ha'boyer is borach v'nafshois, and in the neshama, in the nefesh, in the soul, Kosh Baruch Hu planted midois, all kind of characteristics, the koichos, all kind of powers. Yichsav v'hem edvorim, which through that he will yearn for things what she likes. Kashi is smack by modern, which the man is leading his life. It's kasher is naigvem odom, which a man is guiding his life, yigdal behem gufoy, at the same time, will his body get stronger, his chazek, and will be stronger, so alishavol mazeh, to the civilization in this world. Otherwise, his goof, his body also goes. V'shoyra mina noisha linyonoi, however, the mina noisha, mankind, will remain alinyonoi as he was. V'imi pos du ishav. Also, men die, but still, mankind gets stronger and stronger. In other words, man has been created in such a way that as times go by, they prosper, they multiply, and they get stronger and stronger physically, and they're filling in the world, and they're taking possession of the world. The inner position, also they die in the end. But the multiplication goes much faster than their elimination. Okay, they spread them. Amidosois. And these characteristics which the man has in himself, which naturally grows with him, and this fills up the world, he atave lanos agufias. The pleasure and the yearnings, the pleasure of the physical pleasure. Man yearns to physical pleasure. Vikoleles kol mina chaya godol, and this includes all the kind, all living creature which is growing. This is a fact. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu created a man in two elements, a soul, and he created with physics. And the physics uses the soul to grow, to be egoistic. And it gave in the soul, it gave me those characteristics. But that characteristics really, if it's not been cultivated and watched, naturally, it's been used by man to go and conquer and spread and use and abuse even all the world. At the same time, the conscience of his soul, which is the spirituality, is not naturally fighting the physics, the growth of the physics. The growth of the physics goes by himself. Being a child to this world, don't do anything. He's going to grow up a little wild guy. He's gravitated everything with the world, Odom Pe, Odom Ayilat. Man is created a little wild animal. His physical things and conquering the world and using the power of his intellect, which is the spiritual, and using the middles, the characteristic, which is the power of his soul, everything will be utilized for the automated growth of his body. And use and even to abuse totally all the physical world. And the more you're not attending your soul, the growth of the soul and the awakeness of the soul, the body gets stronger, which is contradicting the soul. And of course, the body will totally overpower, totally neglect the presence of the soul, and the soul will be totally not developed, not used at all. Yirkev HaBoyer Yisa'ala B'Nefesh Odom, because Boch also had planted in the nefesh, in the soul of a man, oid midas, other characteristics for koichos and powers. Through that, yichsoiv behem, he will yearn with that kasher yishtamesh behem, as he is going to use it. Limois b'amidos ha'boilem hazeh. The soul has other powers that he yearns, spirituality, which limois is really despising b'amidos ha'boilem hazeh, staying in this world. The soul has other needs. And the soul would love to separate himself from the body. The soul is disgusting from the body. This is the chokhmah sashlema, the chokhmah sakode, the wisdom of recognition, the complete wisdom, where the spirituality maintains a certain presence to the point that he's being disgusted from the physical ego. But since before this spiritual recognition comes into existence, but physical pleasure was there in advance as he was growing as a chamina ura from his youth, since he used them and became adapted to them and conditioned to them from all his beginning of his youth, chazak v'gondi is very strong, but nochus melves is more in need. In other words, it's true that as the person grows, and his intellect grows, and with his intellect, his spirituality develops, if it develops. And then he starts getting disgusted with his material, physical surrounding. But since his physical surrounding was used and was there much before, and he got used to it and got conditioned to it, it would be very difficult for him then to separate himself. He already got used to it. Therefore, the strength of his lust, it will overpower all the other good spiritual midas. Until this physical gaiva, physical taiva, physical lust, will overpower on the seichel, which why the man have been created. But tocho mirois enoi, and not only will he overpower, but also is going to cover with plaster his eyes. His eyes will stop seeing the real truth. In other words, once we are totally subjective to our physical needs, and we become even almost addicted to the physical needs, not only does that enable us to get out of it and overpower our spiritual intellect, but the spiritual intellect becomes totally blind that he doesn't even see the truth because we try to justify everything. For and we lose even the size of the beauty of the spiritual part in a person. You have to know the nature of bribe, says the Torah, bribe is blinding the eyes of wise people. The Saladivritikim is totally screwing justified words. Bribe as an element is a sgula that is blindness. Now what is bribe? Bribe is, if I have to judge something, and I have to be totally objective, if I receive some benefit from one of the two points which I have to make a decision, I become naturally subjective to the side from where I was bribed. I lose my objectivity and become totally subjective from the element, from the side which I have been bribed. Now, how do you become subjective? Simply because by receiving from one side, I'm becoming blind in the clarity of seeing the thing of the other side, and I only see the side which I got. You only see yourself, and the more yourself it is, the more you see, and the more you can see, become blind to see other viewpoint which is opposing your viewpoint. In other words, if I have to make a choice between A and B, when is a total free choice and I give a fair chance for A and B to be either one to take, then I'm absolutely fairly objective. The minute A was managed to bribe me, okay, I become subjective to A, and this subjectivity blinds me to the point that I can't make an objective choice. Either I must choose A for the reason he bribed me, either I must choose B because, reverse psychology. Oh, you bribe me, I have to go against you. Either I must go for you, or I must go against you. It's either way, it's blind. Now, this is a man. A man is a chooser. He has to choose between his soul and between his body, between his nefesh, between his kuf. In every moment of your life, there's such a choice. There's bochar to bochar, the soul which lives forever, and the kuf which dies. So every moment you have to make a choice, who are you going to live with? You're going to live with your soul. It means you're putting in a content in this moment, a content which is going to live forever, because you're servicing the soul which lives and never dies. Or you're not going to choose your soul, automatically you're servicing your body. And a body dies, this minute is going to die on your b'chav to b'chav. That must be objective. But since I have been bribed before even my soul, my intellect came to existence, came to my recognition, I already lived with my body all along, and I was pursuing my temptations and my lust and my desire of the body. As you said, a man is being born wild. So I had totally received bribe for my physics before my bar mitzvah, before even I developed my intellect, my maturity of the intellect. And it comes out that no way, without chinuch, without order, without awakening, without helping from the outside, you can't no way wait until your intellect becomes mature, and then you're going to make a choice, who you want to be, who do you want to live. You want to live in the Shomer the Guf. Even you should want to make a choice, but you're totally subjective, you've been bribed all along. And to oppose this bribery, therefore we must be ma'oira, we have to awaken in advance. That's the reason why do you have to be mechanech our children? Because giving continuous chinuch to our children, to ourselves, and in advance this recognition, before even you mature to recognize, is actually balancing the bribe, which the body is there right away. You also say, when the minute a person is born, who gives the first Shalom Aleichem for the infant? The Yetzer Hara. The first Shalom Aleichem, Pesach, that's the Chazal, the person says, the Pesach Chatzos Roivet, to the opening of the door of this world, the child comes into existence to this world, he comes by birth. Chatzos Roivet, the Chatzos, the sin, the Yetzer Hara Roivet is there already. He's the first one to say, Shalom Aleichem, friend. I'm going to be with you to the last second of your life. He gives us, no wonder the little baby cries. No baby comes to come into the world with a smile. Yeah, but it's possible to leave the world with a smile. Yeah, he says, okay, so you're behind me now. I stick you out. But when you come into the world and you see the Yitzhak gives a big smile, a big Shalom Aleichem, the Yitzhak only arrives at the Bar Mitzvah, at the Bas Mitzvah, and then you don't even recognize him. You don't even see him. Why? Because you have such a tremendous friend. You're totally blind. You're totally bribed by the Yitzhak, which you cultivated him in you for the last 13 years, so he's totally his friend. So when Yitzhak Tov comes, you know, you're totally blind, you know, you say, oh, okay, Yitzhak Tov, come here. So therefore, that's the necessity that you're learning, why Ha'or is needed. Why is it, why if we don't cultivate our recognition of the soul, automatically gets weakened, because nature is bribing continuously and maintaining the body, and that continuously blindens us to recognize the Neshama. So therefore, continuously we have to learn to be ma'ira, not to become one-sided. Therefore, the man is required to devote him to things shem chutzla, which is outside of him. Therefore, man is required to be surrounded with influence and learnings and wakeness, which is outside of him. Lamad b'em should be able to stand in the neged midosei amguna against this bad midosei taiva. He just lost the noise of Bahamias to the pleasure of the Bahamias, of the animalistic pleasures. In the Hachias Behem, it should be really revive them and make put alive Simone Midosai Hamshibachas to survive and to develop and to cultivate the signs of the real elevated characteristic which the man has, which comes from the soul, from the Neshama. In other words, if you're not continuously learning and keeping up and feeding the seichel, the intellect, automatically you must go down because you're being bribed, because the goof gravitates to the earth. A man, I would say, is always in a situation where the earth gravitates and pulls him down, is always being pulled down, and is not naturally pulled up. Yes, he has his propellers, he has his helicopter propellers that could lift him. But that has to be activated by you. And that's the whole, that's the wakeness.
In the male of Baruchnes, is that?
Yeah. In the male of Baruchnes. There's no automatically Baruchnes. There is the potential there, but it has to be activated. Yes, Begashmi's days in the male, yes. But almost emphasizing the Torah when it says we speak about free choice, it doesn't say, you have to choose life. It doesn't say you have to, don't choose death. That you don't have to choose. If you don't choose life, automatically you're dead. I say a man is like an airplane. An airplane continuously has to energize itself to remain up in the air. The minute you stop energizing, it doesn't have to do an act in order to not to fall down. It falls. It gravitates him down. A man is an airplane. He's a pilot. A man is a pilot. And the purpose of the airplane to go up and up and up and up and up. And to go up, you have to be always, you have to activate, you have to energize the choice. So therefore, what he tries to pull in, to explain here, the man has to continuously be ma'oyer himself. The minute you stop to be ma'oyer yourself, you're automatically going down. But do remember in Yonah Torah, why? What is the seichel? What are those propeller? What is this function? How you grow? Does in Yonah seichel, in Yonah Torah, shohei rebe ma'oyer b'riyav, which a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Yonim of Torah, which Kodesh Baruch Hu taught us, is create creatures, derech avedosa, the style of how to serve him, al the shluchav to his shlichem, neviyav, aleim hashum de neviyam. This is the Torah in Chazal. And if you don't use the Torah in Chazal and take their advice on an ongoing basis, automatically you're falling down to your body in blindness, you're coming up. So this is one reason why we ongoingly we have to activate our spiritual knowledge and motivation to grow. Hashemi, in the second reason why we have to continuously learn and waking up, Shaseichel, since the intellect to etzem ruchani, in essence is spiritual, nigzam in oilem elyon ruchani, which comes from the worlds above, which is spiritual worlds, who nochri ba'oilem agufim o'ovim, and is a stranger down in the physical, material, thick world. This world is thick, materialistic, and he's a stranger, he's a foreigner here. And the lust which the man is connected in, from his natural powers, are all a combination from the fundamental part of the man. The man is created from the four elements. In this physical world, those are the foundation, and those are his roots. Automatically, gravitating to these midas, all the food, the machaska soisoi, and strengthens him, hanoes agufios, all the physical pleasures. In other words, the physical pleasures in the world comes from his fundamental structure of the physical body. The body is combined, the physical material is combined from four elements, as we know, as the Rambam always speaks. It's eshiroch ofer mayim, comes from earth, water, and fire, and air. Those are the four men. And all of these four things, automatically, the earth gravitates them down to laziness. Mind, water, gravitates them to lust, to pleasure. Water is pleasure. Ash, fire, gravitates them to gaiva, a superficial high. Chaos, anger. Ruach, what is ruach? What is the gravitation of ruach? What do you say? Talk, stupidity. Superficiality, being aloof, you know, being light, like light-headed. This is ruach, and all these four elements which you just mentioned is a natural instinct in a person. A person is a natural gaivadik. Why do we live dvorim b'teilim? Why do we love dvorim b'teilim? You know, it's very interesting that people have a tremendous lust to be superficial, to be easy, to be light, talk. People could speak for hours and talk nonsense. And enjoy it. And you look at it, this is crazy. What are you talking about? I could never get over, and always observe, and I sit in company of very intelligent and responsible and important people. They could be bankers, they could be lawyers, they could be titled people, they could be real business people, where they sit on big deals and big businesses involved in many, many things. Or, even by Jews. I attended twice a rabbinical conference, a rabbinical council of America. A typical American, I'm talking the modern Orthodox Jew, just I'm not talking Bnei Torah. And the discussion was, why I attended it. This is 25 years ago. This Russian Jewry those days, I was very much involved in sending packages to Russian Jews. And I was there in Russia 25 years ago. And they made appeals. I mean, great credit to them. All the shuls of Arsia made appeals, and they made a fund to help Russian Jews in a quiet way. It's all credit to them. I mean, it's somebody involved. It's a National Council of Israel. And we had several meetings about it, big meetings. And it's always on a breakfast and a lunch. Always on a breakfast and always on a lunch. And I was always amazed. They come in here and they're talking about what we should do and how we should raise money. It was all a workshop, right? Which is good. But when it came to lunch, when it came to eat, everything is dead. No Torah, not the issue. The talk, cheap talk. Where you buy the shoes, which restaurant, is the father, when you go on vacation. You could see this in these guys when in business, big business, involved the big business, scratching their head and negotiating. It comes lunchtime, they bring the food, and they have our schmooze. And the schmooze is absolute. I think a child, but us, a 12-year-old child, is not interested in it anyway. It's so superficial, so super. It's air, it's ruach. Now, what is the tendency? What pleasure does a man have? That's ruach. Schmoozing. What is schmoozing? See, everything else, then laziness, of course, comes from offer. Mine is lost. Tivus. Now all this thing, the man is being built with these four elements, and these four elements is schlepping him down auto naturally. but seichel, however the intellect, the ruchnius, which is in a man, mitn shunach is a foreigner in this body. Eila mechazik hasn't got any reinforcement from below. Lo chove hasn't got any friend. The hakel connected, everything is against him. There's not one supportive element in this world against the intellect. In the contrary, not only they're not supportive, they're destructive, they're blinding him. Because the more you are using the physical availabilities and you feed yourself with them without discrimination, you just go and do it, everything which you do without automatically blinds this view and the recognition of your intellect, of the seichel. Then he must get weaker. Therefore, we need things. We should always repulse from him. Should throw off of him. Goy beratava, the strengthening of the tava shechaskele. We should be able to overpower the seichel over the tava. In other words, the tava is a natural gravitation where the seichel is not. Only the Torah, the teaching of the Torah, the fuo, the choyli kaze, is the medicine, the antidote to this built-in disease. Mecholi anafoshas, from all the diseases of the nafoshas, and madva midos, and all the hurts of the midos. After all, we have midos, and the midos again controls us, and this is hurting. Madva midos means all the midos which we have been born with, the negative midos, is definitely hurting us. In the antidote to fight this midos, we shouldn't hurt us, is only through seichel. But a seichel needs tools, and the tools is Torah, awakeness. How can they for Timsa Torah, they find the Torah Masheres is warning us, Mahalva Macholim, from different types of foods we shouldn't eat, Ilevushim, certain clothes we shouldn't clothe, Ilbi'ulois, relationship which you shouldn't relate to, Kinyonim, certain acquisitions which you shouldn't, Imaisim, certain deeds, Shemachaskim Koychatawa, which is strengthening the Koychatawa. So this is one of the Sefer Chinam brings, the time of mitzvahs, the reason that many of the mitzvahs, beside the inner reason of the mitzvah, which is beyond our understanding, has an external reason, which those mitzvahs, by fulfilling it, is automatically weakening the tivus, the physical tivus in the man, and makes it more possible to overpower them. So therefore, when we eat kosher and we conduct our lives the way the Torah tells us, this is tools that you could really be able to make a better choice. In other words, even if you should have somebody who should teach you from your early youth and be motivated you, encourage you, and make you always aware that you have to make the choice, you have to overpower the seichel over the guf, over the body. But if you should be feeding your body with all his freedom, whatever he wants, eat anything, do anything, have a relationship anytime you want, the way you want, or any kind of make acquisition, go in business, anything in this world, no seichel would ever be able, Moshe Rabbeinu can talk to you. In other words, I'm standing here and battling my life between my seichel and nefesh, between my soul and my body, and my body is weakening my soul, my seichel. What would be if Moshe Rabbeinu stands here and teaches me? But if my body is free to get anything which he desires to get, Moshe Rabbeinu's seichel will be not enough to overpower my body. I need two things. I need abstentionism to make sure to feed my body and to restrict my body from certain exposures. And the Torah knows what. So all those forbidden things in the Torah, in deeds, in action, in food, whatever it is, are things which is strengthen me, tamte, me gasha, me salef, even more. And by abstaining from these elements which is feeding my body, then taking Moshe, my spiritual stimulation in Torah, and teaching me, learning me, only with these two things, which is the maisim of the action and the learning of the seichel, together we balance the gravitation of the body of the middles, and you bring yourself to a position now to an equal choice. Now you have the choice to choose, and now if you choose, it's your life. It's not going to automatically compel you to become good. You still have to make the choice. In other words, to come into yeshiva and to learn, and to take on restrictions of life, not to do this and not to eat this and not to go here, not to look here, this doesn't make you yet automatically good. It brings you only to the potential to become good, to make the choice. The bechira has to be used, and this is again totally overlooked by our chinuch system. Our chinuch system, we think that just take away the child and take away the bochur, take away the person, just make sure that you should keep the mitzvahs, don't eat this and that, then learn with him, and this is good, automatically good. No, there's still then you may, then you brought him to the position of Bechata, and the Bechata has to be an ongoing condition. You have to continuously choose. Yet it's an ongoing job. And yesterday, what yesterday I chose, and I utilized the yesterday's all these availabilities which made me available, that I didn't do the bad, I didn't feed my body, and I was wakening my sechel, and then I made a choice that was Boicha Bechaim, was beautiful. Yesterday I lived. Doesn't make me automatically today a Jew. There's no Memele Digger Jews. You continuously, the Bechira is an ongoing job. You understand the point which I'm trying to stress? But being a nice person is not automatically good. Good is Bechira. You have to be nice. You have to feel mitzvahs. You have to learn. You have to be Moiri. You have to be in a framework of continuous encouragement in order to bring you to a level, to a position that you could be a Boicher. But a Boicher you have to be, and ongoingly. And the minute you're not a Boicher, you're there at the borderline, but you're not yet good. The situation is good, but it's not your good. And this is a very important part which is overstressed. We feel, you know, I give my child a good chinuch. I give my child a good. It's good. It's learning Torah, it's eating kosher, putting on film. It's good. It's not him good. You put him in a good position. He is. He's holding in. He's holding on to good. But he still has the ra. When he uses this position that he should be a self boicher, he should be boicher on his own. Now he became good. And therefore, if you don't give him this condition, you don't bring him in this state environment and make sure and encourage him to substantialism of the guy attacks, he doesn't even have a beginning of a choice. He doesn't have a choice. He doesn't even start choosing. And also he's always commanded not to do bad things. Not only good things. Something which is opposing him. He must feel it. He has to daven, but so I'm in fasting. Tefillah is a positive deed, and fasting is substantial. Tzedakah is good, charity and kindness. La'achus ben simon ha'sechel, but that is reviving the science, is energizing the sechel. La'hoi la'odem ba'am, ba'oi la'mazeh, ba'oi la'moi, in order to make it valuable, the man in this sort of world, like Shomer Dovi, like Dovi says, never agli devarecho ba'oi la'sosi. Torah is my light to my feet, and the words is light to my path. Only through that you see light, you could choose. There's an advantage to the wisdom over stupidity, like the advantage of light over darkness. The only light which helps the seichel, see, a man has vision, but if there's no light, you can't see. The man has seichel, the seichel is the vision. But if you don't have this Torah in mitzvahs and abstentions of Taivas Oilem Hazeh, you haven't got the light where you could activate your vision of your seichel. So you can't even choose, even you want to choose. If you have to be Me'orer, the seichel, you have to be abstention, then at least you brought yourself to the point that you have the free choice. But giving light doesn't mean yet automatically you see if you don't activate your vision. So seichel is vision. And a man has seichel, says, no, why can't I see it? Yes, because it's dark. Because as long as you are in your body, it's dark. In order to lighten your body, the mitzvah of the Torah or is get away from this abstentionism which the Torah tells you to abstain, be Me'orer, learn Torah, and then the mitzvah of the Torah or creates light. Now you have your vision, the seichel, and you created light. Now you could choose to see whatever you have to see.
Huh? Okay, we're continuing in Shar Avodas Elokim in the third Perek, in the second Perek, where he is explaining for three reasons we have to awaken a continuous obligation to Avodas Hashem. If not, it gets weak by nature. The third reason, Mashlishi, is in the third reason, Ki Atava Mishtamshim Batomid, as explained, since the man is combined of two elements, one is the body, one is the soul, and the body is always mishtamesh, always is using the taiva with lust. Ki taiva mishtamshem batomid. You always use the taiva, the lust of the man. Bem zoin agif as an energizer, as a food for the body. Lo sirpe me avoido, and the body can never get vacation from this use, laila v'yom, not night and not the daytime. The body is in action 24 hours a day, in all the oilam has is always connected to benefit the enjoyment of this world.
Mashkin a seichel, the intellect, emishtam shembo, it's not being used. Every mashkin market for tiber. The intellect is only used as its benefits and the body. But anything which is against the body is not being used. It's known, shakelim shemishtam shembem tomit, all the stencils and vessels and machineries which is continuously being used on derech hateva in natural way, moisif tikunam, mischaskim asem, become better and better, and it gets stronger. As less of use, they're going to get eliminated, they're going to get weaker. The exercise of something which continues exercise demands continuous improvement and strengthening. So since the body is continuously being exercised, you can never have vacation from the bodily needs, so therefore it gets stronger and stronger. Now it's logical to accept that the tav should get stronger. Todir, because he continuously uses them. Yechol shaseichel, and the intellect should get weaker if me at Hashemish, because he uses them much less. Vanogosa al mashahod ba'olav. And the fact that we are very little using it in nature, that automatically is making it weaker. As I said once, the statistic was made, and I said how people think. The percentage came out as 1% of people are really thinking. 4% of people that think they're thinking. And 95% they rather die than think. Well, this is their statistic. I think it's even more. That means mass majority of people, they say, even those people who think, they say their statistic, they're not even utilizing 10% of the thinking power. It's not being fully utilized. Of course it's getting weaker. And these are gifts to the body, and the athletes, and in every person they exercise, they all energize continuously. Only when we are, therefore it's required according, we are pressed to the situation, as we find them, every Odam, but our voice of Abraham is Me'umo. We're not using the truthness of the intellect to the other organs in a man and the tibus, the abnormalistic tibus editing. We could use the seichel which is rescued from stupidity, which the tibus are overpowering of a seichel. He atoyed only to Hashem shtam shel seichel bo. The only positive way, see, most of the people, they don't use the seichel, the intellect at all, to oppose the animalism which they have. They use it, they abuse it. The only way where you spare the seichel, the intellect, that you use it positively against tivus is only by learning Torah and by being involved in Torah, because it's the only thing. And only through that way we're going to use the seichel in Torah, yachzik, we're going to strengthen the seichel, the yizach, and we're going to cleanse the seichel, the intellect. Yazir, we're going to make him shine. Yitchem el Odom, this is going to push off from the man. Hasichlus, the stupidity, hagaveris hanafsha, which grows and gets stronger automatically on the nefesh of the man. Hamanasoi soi, which that stupidity is eliminating the man. Miroes advorim, should be able to realize things alamitosam to the absolute truthness. Me'anicham alamachoinem, and to put things in the proper perspective. In other words, the stupidity, the animalism of a man is eliminating the man to see things in the proper perspective and to see things truly. Kama Shomar, the Pesuk says, Toiras Hashem Temimo, only the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complete, Meshivas Nofesh, which returns the soul to the person positively. Eides Hashem, the witness of Hashem Amono, is believed, Machkim HaSpes, which enlightens the fool. Kidei Hashem, the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show him a state of some chere, those gav referring to judgments. Mitzvahs of Hashem, mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, boro, is clear, me'ira senayim, and it lightens the eye. That's the only thing which the seichel could use, which is, if we use the seichel positively, which is used against the animalism. But nothing else that comes out, so since the seichel is instilled in the body, and the body is continuously being used, and the seichel is continuously being abused, obviously, we have to use the Torah, the Ho'orah Sha'Torah, the weakness of Torah, to activate the Seichel to use it properly. This chayvah, now we feel, now we see that we are required, Masha Zuchani, as we mentioned, that the person has to be awakening up himself, has to be inspired and encouraged b'derech ha'Torah only through the path of Torah, ha'kolelus, which the Torah is inclusive in himself, ha'mitzvahs ha'sichliyos, the mitzvahs, which is logical, ha'shimiyos, and the unlogical mitzvahs, which you have to hear, if not you would have never known, lalas b'em, only through those mitzvahs you could steig, you could go up el avoido, to the service asher odom chayvo, which a person is required, the service to Kodesh Baruch Hu, m'derech ha'riyah sichlis, either from the logical argument which comes from Seichel, she tachlis idem, but this is the whole tachlis amchuvim ba, why the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Seichel, why the man has been created, the b'riyas hamina noishe b'olam hazeh. Why was Seichel given by this creature of this mankind in this world? Given him that he should understand intelligently, intellectually, that he is required to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Perek Shlishi, the third perek, ach geder avoido, what are the style of avoido, how do you worship him? How is avoido Hashem being manifested? How does he stand to the word geder? Geder avoido.
Service.
Avoido is service, it's not geder. The style of service.
Doesn't say.
No, it's not how to translate if you don't translate them. What are the gedorim? Gedorim means what are the styles? What are the principles?
A geder is a fence, right?
Yeah, but in this sense it's not fence. In this sense it's not. Mm-hmm. A geder avoid, the principles of avoid of service of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bir Chalukim to explain. I'll get definition. Ah, that's good. Geder can, the principles are definition, yeah, it's good. A geder avoid, the definition of avoid, Bir Chalukim to explain all the parts of avoid Hashem. In Milas, Kol Chelik Mechalukeyo. And all the levels of every department of Avodas Hashem, who this is. Shekeder Avodo, the definition of this of Avodas Hashem, of service. What is the definition of Avodas Hashem? What is it? Knias, to subdue. How do we explain the word knias?
Submission.
Submission, okay. Knias, the submission, Mishativim Loi, to one who goods is being bestowed. It should be submitted, the submission from the receiver to the one who is bestowing goodness, that he should return, he should thank him, he should reward him for the goodness, return as much as he can. It means, how does Avodas Hashem manifest himself? What does it mean service? So the definition of service is submission to the one who is giving you and bestowing you goodness, and return him as much as he can from your part. Now he says, "Vakneo, this submission, nachlekes l'shnei chalokim, is divided in two departments. Echot. One submission is being accomplished through knias rehus, a submission either through fear, you fear the punishment in Gehenna, or the yichul. Or your submission comes because of the great reward which is awaiting you for Gan Eden, for good things. If I like it or not. In other words, one reason why, what would a person make, should submit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he knows if he does something bad, he's going to be punished. And if he does something good, he's going to be rewarded. And because of this effect of his behavior, that submits him to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be in the proper way. Nobody wants to be punished, wants to be rewarded, which is good, but not as good. That's the first level of submission. However, Vasheni, the second level of submission is Knias Chovel, a required submission within the Gadol, the Rov, Lishnach Noimloi. It's automatically, not because the calculation doesn't start with you. It doesn't come because you're going to be rewarded or you're going to be punished. It comes in order to elevate the Roimim into the mission of Noimloi, to whom we are submitted. That's the higher level. In other words, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in essence requires from you to be submitted to him. Not because what he's going to do for you, It's nothing to do with it. Of course, they're still going to punish you or reward you, but that's really not the reason of you to being submitted to me, to be nichna to him, rather because legav l'roim and mishnech l'roim. Says achelik harishon, the first level of submission, who neo lokel, that submission to be submitted to God Baruch Hashem mitzada or yaknuah shazachan, that could be very easily be acquired, as mentioned above. Shechiyuba. How do you come to that level to be because you are aware and you believe, you are convinced that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that all your deeds down here will bring you, will affect you in the reward, either to good with mitzvahs, either to the bad with punishment, with averes. That's the first level of submission, of hachnor to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That you know that you're not free, you're not a free bird. Anything which you do is affecting you to good or to bad. In Memele, you are nichna, you submitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to him, because nobody wants to be punished, you want to be rewarded. Aval HaChelek HaSheni, the second level of the submission, Hu HaKniya Shetiyah Mitzad HaOre, this is the submission which will come at the Kuya B'Sechel, which a logical requirement to submit it. When a tzeres which has been created by teva order in the nature of a man, because shenachshem gufay, when he really is connecting his soul to his body, that's the real, the higher reason. You nichna to Kodesh Baruch Hu is because you are attached to your soul. You neshama, the neshama of a person automatically is nichna for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They are chelik lekayma, they are part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and its nature, fire only wants to go up. Neshama wants to go up. The problem is we don't connect our soul to our body. So our body schleps down and the soul goes up, and therefore the body is not nichna for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not submitting itself for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the natural life is not submitted to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the more you connect yourself to your nefesh, to your soul, and you live with your soul, is automatically you are nichna for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, regardless of the reward and punishment. Ushteya Kniyos, in these two levels, the two styles of achnoah, of submission, Ushubachos, both of them are advantageous and praised. Mevias al derech atzola v'olim amnucha, and it rescues you, carries you all your life on the path of rescue, of atzola, and brings you to the olim amnucha, to the peaceful, tranquil world. Both kniyas is good. You can't. Achas mehem goremes lechaverta. But we need step one in order to bring it to step two. The two styles of achnoah, the two styles of submission. One, because of you're afraid of punishment and you're anxious for reward. That's the reason of achnoah. That's the first step. And that step, if you are functioning underneath this submission, because you're a practical person, a realistic person, that you don't want to be punished and you want to be rewarded, and that brings in the proper path of Avodas Hashem, that's going to bring you to the second level of achnoah, the second geder of the second style definition of achnoah, which is not the calculation of reward or punishment, but the requirement. You mechuyav, you have a neshama, and that's it. And obviously, we all know that. You know, every time when we have to take on a new avodah, a new thing, a new chumrah, a new mitzvah, a new derech Avodas Hashem. But the first motivation about it is, listen, how can we do this? How could this be Lashon Hara? It's have so much love and you're not allowed to. I mean, you're not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or take on a special mitzvah. You look at the benefit, the business calculation. That's the first level of achnoah, the first ha'or. But after you accept it, you start doing it, you start practicing it, then, okay, let's put on feeling I'm going to get Gan Eden. I'm not going to do this because I don't want to get Gehenna. No, the Gan Eden goes out of our mind. Then we're doing it automatically. Touch. We are Yid. We are a Yid. I'm a Neshama. How come? That's the second achnoah. But obviously, you can't reach the second achnoah. You can't level. You can't bring yourself to the second avoider, which a total submission to Kodesh Baruch Hu, never bringing and not even thinking about the reward and punishment, is only after when you had the first level. First is reward and punishment, responsibility. Therefore, both is shachos and goremes lechaverto. Imalash oilim emen ela. It's a step, a step stool. How do you call it? A step stool. Right? A step so to you go start with this, and again the he ha'oris ha'teira, and this comes through awakeness of a teira of acknowledgement of conviction, vakniya and be submitted, which should be through awakeness of the sechel and to prove However, the Ha'oris HaTorah, the second level, the awakeness of Torah, because you have a neshama, and it's a privilege to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the Rekniya, and therefore you submit it because you're convinced that we came to the soul to serve Hashem, and not the first Tachno, which is because punishment and reward. This has an advantage over the first level of submission for seven reasons. The Shiva point, seven reasons why the Ha'or HaShniyah is better than the Ha'or HaShniyah. Okay, now, and again, before folks are going into the seven reasons, let's just recapitulate the Baltic sense. There's two things which brings a man to submit himself. First, he said, what does it mean, Avodas Hashem, acceptance, service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean, service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Means total submission to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, total bittul. To know we are submitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's two ways, there's two paths which leads up to this submission. One, we submit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because obviously we recognize the consequences of our life lead either to punishment or to reward. We know we do something bad things, it's going to be punished. In Olam Hazeh and in Olam Habo. We do mitzvahs, it's Olam Hazeh and in Olam Habo. So therefore we are afraid. Obviously this is the lower level of submission. And the second level of submission is that we are Yidden and we have a Torah, and our Seichel recognize the fact that isn't there something greater thing than to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, we need both of them. The first submission brings us to the higher submission. But the higher submission is the ultimate goal. The higher submission is the ultimate tachlis. Why? Why is not enough just to stay with a simple submission, a simple ha'orah, avoid Hashem, just to know of punishment and reward? It brings us seven advantages, which this higher submission is over the first. That means, Chabzor tries to promote in us, to motivate us, that you shouldn't be stuck with a lower level of Avodas Hashem, for the lower reason of Avodas Hashem, which also it's required, and all of us have to go through. And we see that's what we say for the children. How do we teach our children? Chinuch. We don't talk about hiding. We think about, listen, everything which you do, you're going to be accounted for. You're not allowed to do this. Hashem will punish you. Hashem will love you. Hashem will reward you. This is the first level of our aura. This is the first awakeness of Achno, of to be submitted to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's absolute. La'olam yilmad odam toire shaloi lishma, v'toch shaloi lishma vol lishma. Val shaloi lishma. That's lishma. It's reward. La'olam, it's a requirement. You can't bypass this step. You can't reach the second level before you're going through the first one. However, don't get stuck in the first one. Make sure that you use the first one to step up to the second level. Why? Because the second level has an advantage over the first one for seven reasons.
Even the first level is a madrega to...
I wouldn't say it's a madrega, it's a requirement. It's not a madrega. Mm-hmm. What's a madrega? Can you explain why is it a madrega? Because you're a realist and you're admitting the truth? It's not a madrega. In today's time, everything is a madrega. Today's time, everything is a madrega, but I don't see what's the madrega. Why should it be a madrega? I last night came on 2 o'clock at night. After I finished the shiur in Borough Park, 11 o'clock, I had to make a house call about a certain child and so. So I got finished with the meeting, but this was already after continued the house call before the shiur. I spent an hour and a half before the shiur, and we didn't finish, and then I had almost 2 hours after that. And then we were talking, and the father tells me, he wanted to make me feel good. He thought he was going to praise me. And he says to me, is there any other person like you in the world? He wanted to make me feel good. You come into making house calls, you spend us only with us 2 to 3.5 hours. And this is an ongoing thing, a certain situation. So I told him, first of all, probably there is. And second, tell me, why shouldn't there be? What am I doing? Tell me, what am I doing? What is so special? So whatever I did now, why am I less required to do that as you had put on film today? You put on film today? Are you flattered? No, why? Because I have to. Why is this not the Satsolus? The Satsolus Nefeshakos Misro. You know, here is a situation where a person is being lost, and somehow I came in contact, and somehow I could save, and I'm a. So if the situation comes to me, isn't it my obligation just to put it on filling? So why don't you praise me on putting on filling? So this is today, unfortunately, if you do something which for some reason other people don't do, it's a madrega. What? Why is it a madrega? If you see the truth, if you know the truth. So putting on tefillin, you don't say, well, you're unbelievable. You're putting on tefillin, unbelievable. So what about you? I mean, in the Torah, if anything of logic in mitzvahs, I think this is more required to do than putting on tefillin. I think maybe it's a bigger madrega to put on tefillin than putting a few strings. It's not a big deal. Well, you think only because Hashem told you to, but this is very logical. See, a person is getting lost, you could say, I mean, why shouldn't you do it? What I'm bringing into that you say it's also a madrega. So yeah, in today's time, everything is a madrega. It's your normal.
I guess I'm speaking about.
If you go to the pet mark and the teller could count 5 times 5 without using the calculator, he's a mathematician. Today's time, you're a mathematician because they don't use the brain. So today's time, he knows 5 times. Any college boy could multiply in his head 5 times 5. He's a guy. He's using his brain. Today's time doesn't mean it's something. Unfortunately, when you ask a person today, do you believe in Hashem? Yes. You believe in Scharva Oynash? Yes. You believe in Oylem Abo? Yes. You bring every Kama Sechu Sevens to us? Yes. But when he lives, his belief is about Madrega. Why? I mean, I don't understand. You believe, so what is the Baal Madrega? Why is it about Madrega? It's a requirement, no question about it, in order to step up to your second level, to the conscious, without thinking about. But why is it a madrega?
You know, it's like Noach Tzadik Ishtam Hayom B'Dorosa. It's Yeshla Ganai and Yeshla Shvach. There's a, because of the direction of the generation, so it's a madrega.
Yeah.
So
if you go into an institution of blind people, you're going to be a bar madrega because you see. I'm sorry, you walked into a blind institution of blind people. If you walk into the zoo, you got to be a Baal Madrega because you're a man, because everyone is an animal. You live in an institution of blind. You live in a zoo, a big zoo. So, is it real Baal Madrega? We're talking the first basic, the first level. I think this is also what we have to bring ourselves to that level. This is the first step, which you should know. Thank you that you have this first level of submission to Kodesh Baruch because you're afraid of Scharva Oynash. But no way can you be satisfied to be there, because you're doing it because you have to do it. You have no choice. Stepping up to the second level, you're doing it because you have Tzelem Elokim, you're part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have a circle, you have a neshama, you have a Torah. How can you neglect such a thing? Now you're serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Echad Mem, he brings 7 reasons why the second level is needed, is higher than the first level. The first of them is avoid the Shetiyah Moris HaTorah. Any submission, any service to Kodesh Baruch Hu which comes because of your weakness of Torah, not forced. Efshe shi odem chambo l'shem shemaim. It's possible you should do it l'shem shemaim. Efshe tikam lo selo chanufo l'shvach v'lo l'mechvoy de babu. It could also be not l'shem shemaim. Even the second level, the higher level of avodas Hashem, is possible you shouldn't do it l'shem shemaim. You should do it for chanufo, should people should think you're a great man, should be a tzaddik. You're doing it for self-elevation. And you know, the only way you could feel good about yourself, you're servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, if you want to do it L'Shem Shemayim, it's possible at least. Kishirosha, because the root of this motivation, Musad al-Tachel Sharus. Because, after all, you came through the first level, which is founded on Techeles, on hope, Verhus and Ophir, which is punishment. So, Techeles means reward, Verhus means punishment. Therefore, it could be both. It could be L'Shem Shemayim, could not be L'Shem Shemayim. If you do it, I'm sorry, this is a Torah. If you do it because the Torah tells you, do mitzvahs, you're going to be rewarded, you're not going to be punished. And you do because of that, that could be done L'Shem Shemayim, but it could be done not L'Shem Shemayim. Ach, avoid the Mishitzad, however, the second level of Oida, the higher level of Oida. Loi siya ki Michael Shem Shemayim, only be if you designate L'Shem Shemayim. Loi s'orev bashum choynev, you can't. Mixing, no flattering, no zeal, no falsification with such a spoil because you want to be beautified. Can we say this on Chesu? Because it's not founded at all on you, Chesu. The counting doesn't start with you. It starts with your wisdom, with your intellect. You understand that you have to do it. And there's no credit coming. Now, this exactly, look, very interesting. What was the dialogue between me and this man? This man tells me, there's no other man like you. For him, this was the highest madriga which he's doing. Why? Because, and for me, it was just as natural of doing it, just as putting on tefillin. Where does it come from? Because when a person is serving Hashem only with the lower level, is submitted to Hashem, with the lower level, what you absolutely have to do, what you don't have to do, is afraid to do an aveira, is afraid to be mechalel Shabbos. And you know, he must stand filling, so has to be yaitzi, you know what I'm saying? So for him, he no way could bring himself to the commitment that he has to maybe spend a few hours with other fellow Jew, regardless who it is, because this is not in this, it's not in the category of the forced things. So if you should do something like that, who is like you? Gewaldig. Because for him, this is a high madrega, this is a madrega. Because he doesn't reach the second level. He's still a person who always serves Hashem, still in the first level of submission of Avodas Achnoah, the first level of Achnoah. Because you have to do it, you're going to be punished, and you're going to be rewarded. So an area where you're not required absolutely, you don't do it. You never see yourself required to do things over and above that you have to do. So when you see a person does something more than he has to do, look what Kabbal Madrega is. Look, Kabbal Diga Madrega. However, if you start doing the basic things, because you're with the second level of Achnoah, the second level of the mission, because what do you mean? That you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a schus to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Rotzon Hashem. What's the difference? A high avoidance, a lot. Everything is the same. It's not a calculation. So the benefit is when it says that Hashem serves the second level, he always does Hashem Shemaim. In how does Hashem Shemaim manifest himself? When you make the high madrega for avoider, it's for you the same thing as the basic. That's a beautiful, beautiful pshat of the Fasemes, of the Balois Chaschaneros. He asked in a hard and malamed Shaloi Shino. Because Boko told Fahanako and Balois Chaschaneros, you're going to light the candles. The Pusik says, he asked in a hard, Han had done so. Rashi says, malamed Shvoko Shalahar, the face of Nahar, Shaloi Shino. That he didn't change what Hashem told him to do. So Fasemes says, there are two pshat about it, Shaloi Shino. First, so everyone asks, what's the big thing Am should do different than Hashem told him to do? Why should he do different? The first Torah says, talk about the simple mitzvah, Balois Chaschaneros. All the Yiddish in the Shomos is called Neiros. Neir Hashem Nishma Sodom. In the Tavki, the assignment for Har Nakoyim was that he had to light up all the Shomos of the last generations. It means if we today we get wakened up, we all of a sudden we get lit up, that Lokas HaNeiros on Har Nakoyim. Every day Har Nakoyim, this Amigdosh, was lighting up the Neiros, means he lit up all the Shomos to Dora Achon. All the Jews, just like we all in Teres Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das, the wisdom. So it's a Han affecting every Jew to the mitzvah of Balois Chaschaneros. He had to waken up every Jew. He was Mekarev. He was a Kohen. What's the Kohen? Makrev Korbonos. The Ramban says Korbonos. He Makrev V'yom Sheba Shemaim. Brings him close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Han Kohen's job was to bring every Neshama close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to flare up every Neshama, to light up every Neshama. That was the mitzvah of Balois Chaschaneros. It's nothing but it's symbolic only the way he made the menorah, but the pnimius, what the accomplishment of the mitzvah of Balois Chaschaneros was, to light up. Comes Chazal, Yaske Nahan, Nahan accomplished, he did his mission, the Valdik, Lamet Shvocha Shalan, Shleshino. He did the mitzvah that every Neshama has been affected. Like he was capable, beautiful pshat, right? So now we know why Chazal is the Lamet Shleshino, that he didn't short. Changed the mitzvah. He accomplished the mission which he had to do. He accomplished. The high madrig was accomplished. Then comes the second shot from the Sfasemet. Now, even he accomplished the great mitzvah of Alois Chaschaneros, and Hashem told him, light up all the candles, all the neshamas, till the last generation. Melamed Shmocha Shalahar, and comes to teach me the praise of Shleshino. He didn't make that great mitzvah different than any mitzvah. For him, this was the same mitzvah as Hashem. This Hashem told me to this Hashem. It wasn't overflow. Oh, I'm going to do such a thing. He felt no different doing this gewaldige great mitzvah than the small mitzvah. Simplicity. Why? In the first level, if Achara would have done the mitzvah on the first level of Achnoah submission, that everything is based on reward and punishment. So of course, if you do a simple mitzvah, you get X, Y reward. Do a great mitzvah, not for all the Jews, you have affected all the Jews, it's gewaldiger reward. So well, of course there would be a different attitude to such a different feeling to avoid it in a big mitzvah, a small mitzvah. But out here mitzvah kala benecho, no mitzvah should be lighted because you have to get matan sorosha mitzvah, there's no difference. It's on the second level. Because why I'm putting on tefillin, Hashem told me to do. Why Hashem put Balois Chaschaneros with all the big mother? Because Hashem told me. And I'm doing because Hashem told me. There's nothing to do with my reward, with my accomplishment. A mitzvah is not measured by the effect of the mitzvah, what the mitzvah does. the biggest mitzvah is mitzvah. I did what Hashem told me. Schar mitzvah, the reward for a person in the mitzvah is the mitzvah, the commandment, not the product, not what is being done, the commandment.
In fact, you're doing what Hashem told you to do.
That's all. It's just like you work on a computer and there's many buttons on the computer. There's many inserts in the computer which you put in. Now, you push one button, it produces $1,000,000. Push other button, it produces $100. Other push one button, $5. It's the same push button. Now, you push the button, $1,000,000. Could you take, oh, I produced $1,000,000. No, only did you pushing a button, just like we would have done the $100 button. That's the that credit of the $1,000,000 is the one who programmed the computer. It's not used. That's exactly. So when Han is being told, push a button, tefillin, push a button, one produces $100,000,000, one produces $1,000,000. Tefillin was the same thing. I'm pushing button, Hashem told me to push button. The fact is not my anyhow. It was indifferent. That is only the higher level. We do things Hashem told us to do. That's the greatest benefit. First level, when you everything you measure, oh, great, it's a big mitzvah, oh, a big man, small man. There you're being affected. They take praises if you do a big mitzvah. There's no point of saying any. Yes. You know, so you could say, what's the madrega? Madrega is, I would say, what would be the madrega? Be matzah nefesh achas v'sroel, with the same simplicity as the tila sedayim when eating bread. It does the madrega. That's what you would say. No. Be netila sedayim to bread with the same high, with the same appreciation as matzah nefesh achas v'sroel. That's the madrega. Because this is a kiddushon of a mitzvah, because Baruch Hu sanctioned his mitzvah, and this is kiddushon mitzvah, and this is kiddushon mitzvah. And if you're excited, be excited for the smallest mitzvah, just for the highest mitzvah. But it should be at least even. And if you're not excited, it's not your nature. You just go on doing. Sometimes it's also a madrega not to be excited. I don't know if this is 100% right, but I must give a little mahalach in our that we don't see ongoing excitement. And that's ongoing excitement. So tzaddik was always excited. It's always jumped. So you can't knock ourselves. They don't see the big excitement. So, but there's sometimes a madrega in the not excitement too. And I explain myself as follows. We are all on a mission to search for diamonds. Mission to search for, we're in a diamond mine. We're let into diamonds, search for diamonds. Now, when you come into a diamond mine, you search and search and search, and then you all of a sudden you find a diamond. So you jump, I found a diamond. And then you go further, you find the other diamond. Oh, find a diamond. But when you walk on diamonds, and every piece is a diamond, there's no, you can't, how much more time you got excited? The closer you come to Mashiach, everything is a diamond. The Shemes, Madregas is, every move. See, in the previous generation, it's all slow motion growth. It's just everything, the whole advancement was slow. So, now, this mitzvah, the great potentials didn't come every moment to you. Yes, in simple matters, yeah, learning Torah and davening, yeah, they were great people. They were always connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, davened with Hamadeg, slumped with Hamadeg, with Dusha with Tahor. But the abilities of the Gewaldige mitzvah, which is Shaykh to Defa, Tzolos, Nefoshes, you could, in every given thing, was not that much available. So if anyone found such a material, I found it, was Matzah Nefesh, wow, we got excited, we were jumping. Today, we walk on the foshes, you know, we trample on souls. And today Madregas could be found continuously. So how many times can you get excited? Once, twice, three times. Once, you know what it means? 50 years ago, if a person would make one Baal Tshuva, everyone would talk about this Baal Tshuva belongs to this man. He made him a Baal Tshuva. It's his credit. Every person, it's his Talmud. Today, nothing, not Baal Tshuva. Nobody makes a Baal Tshuva. We're pushing buttons. Nobody's Talmud. Baruch Hashem, Chaparan, there's no time of getting excited. You could say miracles every day, you could say seminars every day, and just there's nothing left. You can't be excited. It's just, it's there. It's a computer world, which, yes, we should appreciate the programmer that he made this product, but we're pushing buttons, that's all. So this is the high level, that you're appreciating the result, and not the... You appreciate that you do something for Kodesh Baruch Hu, not because you did. Chesed is not how big you did, how much punishment, how much reward, that's not a chesed. But Shane, in the second level, the second reason why it's an advantage, the second level of submission, the second level from the first. Kavoyed Shemur is a Torah, any service which you do to Hashem because you're required to do, the Torah tells you to do, and you have no choice, you're afraid. Only if you acknowledge the hope for the reward, and you're threatened because of the reward. However, if you're not a man who looks forward for reward, or you're not afraid from oilish, it won't affect you. wouldn't affect you. You only. If you do things because the Seichel requires you to do it, because it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu term, let's see it when you come to Divas HaNefesh and Yitzayin. You're going to do it because you want to do it, you desire to do it. The Shtar B'chol Yichol, you're going to do it with all your capacity, you do it L'shma, for Avodah Hashem. Achar Yediyah V'Avonah, after understanding and knowing that Ki HaNefesh Lo Tisnadu B'ma Sheyesh Lo, because the Nefesh will never volunteer El Achar Shizbore Lo, Shatmura Defes, only when he knows that it's worthwhile of doing it. Wants it. Which means the one who is only serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the first level, because of the punishment and reward, he's a forced Jew. He's not a volunteer Jew. And it's not you. However, the second level, which comes after you acknowledge and after you know what you have to do, at second level, you're doing it with a divus, you're doing it for your own desire, and that's you. You have to know one thing. When you ask a person is a Oved Hashem. I would ask you simple. A Jew who gives service for a poritz in a concentration camp, is he servicing the Germans? He's not servicing the Jews, he's forced. He's forced to do. So when a Jew, on the first level, is forced to do good, you can't help it, it's not him. Second level, you do volunteer because you understood, and every day you understand something deeper, and every little of understanding makes you an additional responsibility to do. Now you became a servant of Hashem. You bought yourself to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your avoider. So comes out the second level of submission of Achnoah, makes you become the avoider Hashem, and not the circumstances make you be avoider Hashem. You create the circumstances, then the circumstances create you. The first level is you do things because you have no choice. I'm a realist, and I know that you have to do because Hashem is punishing and rewarding. So the circumstances, which you know Hashem, the way he conducts his behavior in the world, forces you to be a religious Jew. So it comes out Hashem and the circumstances makes you a religious Jew. So therefore the fact you're religious is not a credit to you, a credit to the circumstances. But the second submission, the second achlor, where you become volunteering, you're learning, and the more you learn, the more you understand, you take on new chumras, new commitments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you understand, you became the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the calculation was not, will I be rewarded or punished? That's not the issue. I came to my understanding, it's a privilege to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you created the avoid, you created the circumstances, read the circumstances. Question is avoidance Hashem a product of the Jew? Or the Jew is a product of Avodas Hashem. Are you making Avodas Hashem? Avodas Hashem makes you. So obviously the first level is Avodas Hashem should make you. You must go through this path, that's the first thing. And from this path, but you can't get stuck there. Now when you're a Jew, forcefully, because you recognize the truth, now you have to start working, create new Avodas Hashem, which you develop to your understanding. That was Avraham Avinu, and every person has to have this element. That's the second level. That's the second way of explaining the advantage of that.
Are there shades of gray, like in between the two?
No. Everything which we do has to be either doing it because of the first.
There's no element. If a person reaches the second level, he's completely free of the first level.
Completely. That's a madrega already. There's many things we do for the second level, and certain things we still do on the first level. But that's not gray. It's a certain part of our function. Certain parts we still function because of the first level, and certain parts. Every child starts off. Every beginner starts off with the first level.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. The first thing we do to them because we have to do.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kohl.com.